The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 15th, 1969, in London, England.
Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming to this meeting. Sankirtan movement. This Sankirtan movement is very authorized according to Vedic literature. Most of you are well acquainted with the studies of Bhagavad Gita, and in the Bhagavad Gita also, you'll find satatam kirtantam maam jatantasya dhirasya namasantasya manabhutya tushanti ca ramanti satatam kirtantam maam. Those who are mahatmas. Mahatma means great soul. Mahatma is the creator. Mahatma means, that is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita, who is Mahatma. Krishna says, bahunam janmanam ante. After many, many births, of course, at the present moment, they do not believe whether there is birth after death. But it is not the question of whether you believe or not believe. The truth is true. So, there is birth after death. Na hannate hannamane sarire. You do not die after finishing this body. You accept another body. That you can experience daily. In your childhood, you can remember that you had a body just like this child. Now you are grown up. Where is that body? That body is gone. Now you have got a new body. But you know that I had a childhood body like this. I was attending such and such meetings. But that body is now no longer existing. So transmigration of the soul is a very simple subject. Any sensible man can understand. And in the Bhagavad Gita, in the very beginning of the instruction, Krishna says, Dehina Sanjakha Dehi Komara Jovana Jara Tatha Dehantaram Prati Dhiras Tatta Namir. Dhira, those who are sober, intelligent, they are not bewildered when a living entity changes his body. So, change of body is going on in every moment, in every second, imperceptibly. Medical science also accepts that in every second we are changing our blood corpuscles. That is a fact. We are changing body every moment. And the final change is called death. But actually there is no death. Na hannate hannamane sarire. You accept another body. Therefore, Krishna says, bahunam janmanam ante. After many, many births, Bhunan Janmananti Gyanva. When a man or a living entity becomes actually wise and intelligent, not fools. Fools cannot understand. One has to become very intelligent. Bhunan Janmananti Gyanva. Gyanva means very intelligent, wise man. Bahunam Janmanavanta Jnanavan Mahana Prabhadat. Krishna says that after many, many births of struggle or attempts for acquiring knowledge, when one comes to the summit point of understanding, he understands that Vasudeva Sarvamiti, the origin of everything is Vasudeva, Krishna. But origin of everything is Krishna. The Vedanta Sutra says, the first aphorism of Vedanta Sutra, Athata Brahma Jignyasa. Now, this human form of life is meant for inquiring about Brahma. And Veda says that Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. I am not this body. I am spirit soul. And when one understands that he is spirit soul, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma, at once he becomes joyful. That is the sign of Brahma Gyan. Brahma Bhuta, these are the versions of Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. As soon as one realizes that I am Brahma, I have nothing to do with this material world, his all anxieties immediately finish. Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasodati Nakanthati. Oh. In the Vedanta Sutra you will also find Anandamaya Vyasat, the spirit soul or the supreme soul. Oh. Both of them are Anandamaya. Ananda means blissful. By nature, blissful. Always wants to enjoy. That is the nature of spirit. But at the present moment, because we have forgotten that we are spirit soul, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta, identifying ourselves with something else which is transitory, we are suffering. This is the cause. There are many places, Bhang Vidyadhi Nivesatasya, Ishadopi, Etasya, Viparjaya Smriti. Viparjaya Smriti means converted thinking. I am not this, any product of this material world, but I am thinking, I am American, I am Indian, I am Englishman, I am German, I am Chinaman, I am Russian, or I am cats and dogs, so these so many. These are all designations. These are all designations. My real identity is Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma. I am the part and parcel of the Supreme Brahma. Qualitatively, I am one with God. Just like a particle of gold is also gold. A small particle of the ocean is also salty. The chemical composition of the small particle of ocean water is the same as the big ocean. So qualitatively, I am one with God, or Krishna. When you speak of Krishna, you please understand, I am meaning God. Because Krishna means all attraction. Without being all attractive, there cannot be God. God must be all attractive, all opulent, all powerful, all wise, all renounced, all beautiful. These are the qualifications of God. So, bahunam janmana ante, after cultivation of knowledge, many, many births. Cultivation of knowledge is also not easy for everyone. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Manushanam sahasresu kasti jatati siddhaye. Out of many millions of persons, human beings, one may be interested to know what is the aim of life, why I am suffering. Everyone is suffering. That is the fact. In this material world, nobody can be happy. If one is thinking that he is happy materially, he is a fool. Nobody can be happy. This is the place for distress. It is certified by the Supreme Lord. Dukkhalayam asāsvatam. This place is for misery, as well as it is temporary. Even if you accept all life is a miserable place, I shall stay here. Never mind. But nature is not allowed to stay. In one day it will come, immediately kick you out. We have seen the great president of United States, Mr. Kennedy. He was supposed to be the happiest man in the world. But within a second, he was kicked out. Immediately. In our country, Mahatma Gandhi was a very popular leader. But in a second, he was removed from the field. So we do not know when he shall be removed immediately by the tricks of nature. Therefore, the intelligent man should try to know what is my constitutional position. Why I want to stay, but some superpower kicks me out of this state. What? This is question. This is called Brahma Jigyasa. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. The Vedanta Sutra instructs that every human being, not the animals, but human beings, you should not be bewildered, you should question. Why I am suffering threefold misery? Why I do not want death? Why death overcomes me? Janma mitu jarabhyadi dukho dosan darsana. An intelligent man should always kiss before him four principles of material misery. Birth, death, old age and disease. These are instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. One who is making progress in knowledge, he must keep before him these four problems. Birth, death, old age and disease. You may be very much proud of your scientific advancement of knowledge, but here is the real science. If you can overcome birth, death, old age and disease, then you can say your science is done. The Bhagavad says therefore that dharma sthanushita pumsa viśvakṣena kathāsuja nutpādaya ratiṁ yadi Shramayavahi kevalam. After executing your proper service or duty, everyone is entrusted with some kind of duty. So, if after properly executing your duty, as Indian or American or Englishman or scientist or businessman or father, mother, so many duties you have got, the dharma sthanasthita pursa viśvasena tathāsita nutpādayadratīva. After executing your duties, if you do not develop your anxiety to enquire about Brahma, adhāta brahma-jñāna, this is the beginning of Vedanta Sutra. People are indulging in studying Vedanta. But Vedanta Sutra is not a matter of speculation. It is to be studied from the authority. Tad-vijñāna-śrūṣa-guru-meva-vigacchet. So, if after executing your duties very properly, if you do not develop your consciousness to know about yourself or the Supreme Self, then whatever you have done, it is simply waste of time. That's all. Samayavahi kevalam, simply laboring after nothing. That's all. That means spoiling human life. So this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Hare Krishna movement, is to warn you, don't spoil this opportunity of human form of life. Don't spoil. Aharvita bhayavaisananta samarnametat prasudhi narana. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending, these things are common to the animals and the human beings. You eat, the animals eat. You sleep, the animals sleep. You mate, the animals mate. You are also afraid of your enemy, or they are also afraid of your enemy. So, by discovering very palatable dishes to eat, or fashionable dresses for sex life, or atom bomb for defending, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, these four principles, if you advance in these four principles only, that does not mean that you are better than animals. You are as good as animals. Then how we can utilize human form of life? That is stated, dharmena hina vasuhi samana. Dharma. Dharma means not a religious faith. According to Sanskrit, dharma means constitutional position, which you cannot change. That is dharma. Just like sugar. Sugar is sweet. Similarly, whenever there is sugar, it must be sweet. If you say, this sugar is salty, that is not sugar. So, sweetness is the dharma of sugar. That is real dharma. Not that today I accept Hinduism, next day I accept Christianism, or next day I accept Mohammedanism. These are not dharmas. Real dharma you cannot change. It is not possible to change. And what is that dharma? That dharma, which Krishna says, sarva dharma anuparittasya. You give up all nonsense to it. Mamekam saranam. Just surrender and to surrender unto the Supreme Law, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is real religion. And all other things are simply ritualistic or to lead one to that point. Real religion is when you surrender unto the Supreme Lord, that is your real religion. That's what Krishna says, Bhavanam Janmanamante, Jnanavan Manaparvadhyate. After many, many births, when he is actually intelligent, he surrenders unto the Supreme Lord. Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma, this Mahatma. I began the topic, who is Mahatma? So here is Mahatma. Who is Mahatma? Who has surrendered himself fully unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of God. He is Mahatma. And what are the symptoms of Mahatma? Mahatma Anusumam Prasa Dvaiti Prakriti Mahasuta. Those who are Mahatma, they are not under the control of this material nature. They are under the control of the spiritual nature. Dvaiti Prakriti Mahasuta. And what is the symptom of such person that he is under the control of spiritual nature? That is also expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. Mahatma Anastumam Prakta Dvaiti Prakriti Mahasuta Bhajanti Ananda Manaso. Bhajanti is bhajan. That is the sign of Mahatma. You cannot create a Mahatma by our strength or by force. Mahatma's symptom is that he is fully surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and always engaged in glorifying his activities. Satantam kirtantam jatantastu diravrata. He is always very much careful about executing devotional service. Namasandastama. He is always offering obeisances. Tushyantita ramantita. In this way, they enjoy Tushyantita and they are satisfied. These are the signs of Mahatma. So, to become Mahatma and liberated, there are so many theories. How to become liberated, how to become Mahatma, how to become religionist, how to become philosopher. There are many thoughts and theories. But real success of life is to become a Mahatma. Broader, broad-minded. Mahatma means broader mind. They are not, short-minded, that I am this, I am that. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, I am Indian, I am German, I am Englishman. No. Mahatma is Sarvapadi Vinirmuktam. He is freed from all designations. These are all our designations. When I think I am Englishman or I am Indian, this is my designation. Because as soon as I change this body, I accept another body, then all my philanthropy as Englishman or Indian immediately finish. Just like President Kennedy's presidency and philanthropy all finish. Now you do not know where is Mr. Kennedy and what he is doing. But he has got the body, that's a fact, that I have already expressed. But neither you know, neither he knows that I was president or I was the president. Therefore this is called illusion, Maya. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kano Mayarabhase Jastu Bhesi. My dear friends, my dear brothers, why you are being washed away by the waves of this illusion? Don't be wasted, don't be washed away. Just like if you are thrown into the ocean, you are washed away by the waves. Similarly, by the waves of this material nature, prakitekyamanani gunaikarmani sarvas, we are being washed away from one body to another, one body to another, one body to another, in this way. But actually you do not want this. Actually, every one of us, we want a permanent body, a permanent situation, a permanent life, a blissful life, a life of knowledge. That is our interest. But we do not know. Do not know because we do not care to know. Otherwise everything is fresh. You haven't got to study many books. Just simply study Bhagavad Gita as it is. We have therefore published this Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any nonsensical interpretation, as it is. Then you get all this knowledge, and you know what you are meant for. So this movement is just to revive your consciousness, original consciousness. Original consciousness is Krishna consciousness. And all other consciousness which you have now acquired, these are superficial, temporary. I am Indian, I am Englishman, I am this, I am that. These are all superficial consciousness. Real consciousness is Aham Brahmasmi. So Lord Chaitanya, who started this movement 500 years ago, in Bengal, India, he immediately informs you that Jive Swarupa Nitya Krishna Das, that our real identity, real constitutional position is that we are part and parcel of Krishna or God. Therefore, you can understand what is your duty. Just like this hand is part and parcel of your body. Now what is the duty of this hand? To serve the body, that's all. The hand cannot enjoy independently. It is not possible. If you cut off this hand from this body and throw into the street, nobody will care for it. But so long it is attached to this body, it has got millions and trillions of dollars left. If there is any trouble, you will be prepared to spend any amount. But when you are detached, this hand is detached from this body, you don't care, even if it is trampled down by any man. So this is our position. We are part and parcel of the Supreme Law. There are many examples I can give you. Just like a machine part, a screw, if it is fallen down from the machine, it has no value. But if the machine is in trouble for want of that screw, you will purchase that screw to set it and spend many dollars. Similarly, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Law. If we remain attached with the Supreme Law, then we have got value. Otherwise, we have no value. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam yajati. You just be attached to me. Then your all problems are solved. So this Krishna consciousness movement is just like you are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. You are now detached. We are trying to dovetail that. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Sarthaka Guna. This is not an artificial imposition on you. The Krishna consciousness is there. The living example, you can see that I have got now branches, 20 branches in Europe and America. They are neither Hindus nor Indians. How they are accepting Krishna consciousness? In our society, international society for Krishna consciousness, for us I am the only Indian. Perhaps I am the only Indian. Perhaps it is fair. But why? How they are taking it? Because it is there. Krishna consciousness is there within you, within me, everyone. Simply we have to invoke it, that's all. And that invoking process is the Sankirtan movement. Sita Darshanam. If you chant the simple process, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, is very quickly clear up your heart and you'll understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahasati. You'll understand that Krishna, Vasudeva, is everything. So, this movement is neither manufactured, not bogus, not blast, but it is genuine, it is authorized, and it is natural, constitutional. Try to understand this philosophy. We are teaching nothing, no new philosophy. Bhagavad Gita as it is, that's all. Unfortunately, Bhagavad Gita is read all over the world, but there are many rational interpreters. They have spoiled the whole thing. Simply spoiled. So we are struggling against them. You try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, and you get the thing. The thing is immediately delivered. That is our effort. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated by Sukadeva Goswami. He says, Kalau dosa nidhe rajan, yasti dhika mahanagunaha. My dear king, he was explaining Srimad Bhagavatam to King Maharaj Parikshit. So he says, before saying this, he describes about the condition of this age of Kali. It is very, at the end of this age, the condition will be very horrible. So, of course, there is no much time, otherwise I would have explained something, but you know, you are experiencing about this age. So, after explaining the difficulties of this age, Kali Yuga, of which 5,000 years you have already passed, and is still 427,000 of years are still remaining. So you have to pass through. So, he says, my dear king, I have explained to you the difficulties and miserable condition of this age, Kali Yuga. But there is a great opportunity. Asti Eka Mahanaguna. A very nice thing is there. Mahanaguna. Very great opportunity. Great boon. And what is that? Kitana Deva Krishnasa Mukta Sangha Parandaje. Simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, one can become free from all contamination and he will be eligible to be promoted to the spiritual Parang. Parang means beyond this dark region. This material world is called Tama, dark region. Just like there is no sun now, it is dark. We have to illuminate by electric light, by moonlight, by so many things. Actually, the nature is dark. Therefore, the basic injunction is, Tamasi ma jyotirgama. Don't try to remain in this dark region. Go to that effulgent region. Tamasi ma jyotirgama. The Bhagavad Gita says the same thing. Jadgatyana nivartante tadhyama paramamma. Parastasmatu bhava anya, bhaktya vaktya sanatana, everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita. So, our request is that you read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Yes, there are many Englishmen and Indians. That is my request. I am not charging anything. I am not making a profession. The Sankirtan movement we are chanting freely. You can hear. There is not that it is a secret thing. If you pay me something, then I shall disclose. No. It is open secret. Everyone can get. And there is no loss. If you chant Hare Krishna, there is no loss. But there is great gain. You can try. So, we are freely distributing it by chanting, you join with us, you try to understand us, what is our philosophy. We have got monthly magazine, Back to Godhead. We have got many publications, Bhagavad Gita as it is, teachings of Lord Chaitanya. If you want to understand this movement through philosophy, science, argument, we are prepared. There is ample opportunity for you. But if you simply churn, there is no need of education, there is no need of philosophizing. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you gain everything. Mantra, you'll have Krishna consciousness. As soon as the process is to cleanse your heart. So, when your heart will be clear, then you understand your own position, your relationship with Krishna, and your relationship with this world. Then you'll be able to chalk out your plan, what to do. But without knowing your identity, whatever you are doing, that is simply a waste of time. Well, without love, how Krishna can be God? Yes, that is the real position. Krishna means all attractive. Anything which is all attractive, you generally love. Yes, you are part and parcel of Krishna. You want to love somebody, and Krishna wants to love you. This is loving exchange. But instead of loving Krishna, you are trying to love something else. That is your trouble. The love is there in you and Krishna. And fine, the love will be exchanged between you and Krishna. That is your perfection of life. Shiva, you will get Shiva. If you worship Krishna, you will get Krishna. Why do you expect Krishna by worshipping Shiva? What is your idea? If you purchase ticket for India, you go to India. How you can go to hell? This is the part. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti deva prata devam kutrim janti kutrim prataha. You can't even understand. Why you don't understand? This is the description of the Bhagavad Gita. If you worship demigods like Shiva and others, you will go there. And if you worship Krishna, you go to Krishna. What is difficult to understand? Yes, why not? What is the philosophy? What is the sense that what? Well, same goal, just try to understand. Same goal, suppose you have to go to the 42nd class. 100 stories. Now you are stepping one after another. The goal is there, the 42nd story. But you cannot claim, after going a few steps, you say that I have come to the 42nd story. So the path is one, that's all right. But you have to reach to the ultimate goal. You do not know what is the ultimate goal. You simply say all path leads to this goal, but you do not know what is goal. No, that is not explained in the Bhagavad Gita. And that is your wrong interpretation. Anywhere? No, the same way you have to go. Just as the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mamo Vatmana Vatsante Manushya Pata Sarvasya. Everyone is trying to come to me, but someone has come a few steps, another has come to another few steps, another step. The ultimately, that was I explained, you have to read that Vasudeva. That comes to the, that is possible after many, many births. It is clearly said, after many, many births, bohunam janmanam ante, one comes to this point. Another verse in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that tamasya hitam jnana jagante anna devata. Anna devata, those who are viewing that by lust, material lust, they go to worship other devas. So these things are there, how can we deny? That is a strategy in everywhere. You have to learn it. Yes, I quite follow you. Everywhere is sunshine, but still the sun situation is a particular place. The sunshine is everywhere. But still, the sun planet is situated at a particular localized place. But do you distinguish between sun sign and the sun planet? Or you say, because the sun sign has come within your room, therefore sun planet has come within your room? Do you think like that? Why mind? It's a fact. Why do you say mind? Can you say that, oh, because the sun sign has come within my room, the sun planet has come? Everyone will say you are a fool. It is not mind, it is fact. The sun sign is light, and the sun glow is light. So light is there, both. But still there is difference between sun sign and the sun glow. There is that difference. Krishna and Krishna's energy all everywhere, that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagat apvapta murtina masthani sarvabhutani naham tesu avasthitah. Although everything is resting on me, still I am not there. What do you mean by real? What do you mean by real? Yes, illusion in this way, that what you take it as a fact, but it is something else, it is not fact. Maya, Maya means Maya. It is not this. That's why you are thinking that you will be happy in this material world by adjustment. But you never, that is not mine. So whatever you are struggling for, that is illusion.